This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of scalene from the anatomy section on orthobullets.com. In this episode, we'll talk about the origin, insertion, action, innervation, and arterial supply to the scalene muscle. So starting with origin, the origin of the scalene muscle is the transverse process of C2 to C7. Again, the origin of the scalene muscle is the transverse processes of C2 to C7. As far as insertion, the anterior and medial scalene insert on the first rib, and the posterior scalene inserts on the second rib. Again, as far as insertion, the anterior and medial scalene insert on the first rib, and the posterior scalene inserts on the second rib. As far as action, the anterior and medial scalene elevates the first rib and flexes the neck to the same side. The posterior scalene elevates the second rib and flexes the neck to the same side. So again, as far as action, the anterior and medial scalenes elevate the first rib and flexes the neck to the same side. The posterior scalene elevates the second rib and flexes the neck to the same side. As far as innervation, the scalene muscle is innervated by the brachial plexus. Again, the innervation of the scalene muscle is the brachial plexus. The arterial supply to the scalene is the ascending cervical artery, which is a branch of the thyrocervical trunk. Again, the arterial supply to the scalene is the ascending cervical artery, which is a branch of the thyrocervical trunk. So to quickly review, once again, the origin of the scalene is the transverse processes of C2 to C7. The insertion of the anterior and medial scalene is on the first rib, and the posterior scalene inserts on the second rib. The anterior and medial scalene elevate the first rib and flexes the neck to the same side, while the posterior scalene elevates the second rib and flexes the neck to the same side. The innervation of the scalene is the brachial plexus, and the arterial supply is the ascending cervical artery, which is a branch of the thyrocervical trunk. That's all for this review about the scalene muscles. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.